Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's that time of the month. We're going to be joined by Marianne Winkowski. I've given you a link on Raleigh.net, but if you haven't been to her website, you should. MariannWinkowski.com. It's as simple as that. We've got two new moons this month, so plenty to talk about, and Marianne joins me. Thanks for joining us, Marianne.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Hanging in there, living the life, you know, what can I say?
I guess it's the best. Well, of course, for your business, ghosts have been more resplendent since COVID than ever before, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ghosts are loving it. The more stress and aggravation or not feeling good, the more energy they get from us. So, yep.
Right, and that's ghosts who maybe passed, well, hundreds of years ago, possibly, not necessarily ghosts who passed due to COVID. But with that in mind, has the ghost population increased due to COVID?
You know, I think probably half of the people that died of COVID that couldn't be buried right away, that could be a problem with some of them, because a lot of them, there were so many that were dying that they just put them in a cooler someplace, waited till they could get them all buried. And that's, you know, that's really not normal. And I think a lot of them, not confused, but were waiting and waiting and waiting. And what I've been able to determine is that a lot of people just waited so long that they really never actually had a formal service. And I think that upsets some of them.
You know, that's interesting. And we've talked about this before, that people tend to wait around for their service. Of course, if it's elongated, that's even more. But what I find interesting about this is that they don't know that the white light is universal, that if they go to a funeral home or anybody else has died, that white light is for everybody. It seems like they're completely unaware how to get out of here.
Right. After 70-some years of preaching that, I hope there's more out there that can figure out how to cross over on their own if they need to. And I have done that on occasions. I mean, I've actually gone into houses, and the last question I ask somebody when I'm in their house before I release the ghost, do you want them to go?
Right.
And believe it or not, if they say no, I don't do anything except on the way out, I will say to that ghost, hey, by the way, if you really want to cross over, just go to a funeral home that's got a service going on.
Okay.
So I didn't remove them, but if they wanted to go, at least they could leave.
Yeah, I figured that at some point you would want to ask the ghost. Now, I assume by the time you see them, firstly, you're probably the first person living who has seen them. So.
And it's so shocking to some of them, especially when I could go to funerals, because, you know, you stand there, you walk up to the foot of the casket, and you, hi, Miss Jones, and they stare at you like, they have more questions for me. Are you a witch? Are you a psychic? How can you do this? How can you talk to me? How come my daughter can't talk to me? So, yeah, so, like I said, sometimes it floors them more than you would think.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all about that, but I would assume for some ghosts who have been wanting to be in contact for years, having you on the scene is just like Christmas. It's elation that finally, and from your stories, they tell you the damnedest things.
Oh, yes, they do. Some of them, it's like somebody dropped a quarter in their ear and they just run off at the mouth. They just never quit. And, you know, the funny part is, when I go into a house, if it was the neighborhood gossip when she was alive, believe it or not, she's still the gossip.
Yeah.
And she just wants to tell me who's sleeping with who and who's not a good cook and the house is filthy and, oh, my gosh.
That's great.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh, that is great. And, of course, ghosts, as opposed to those who have crossed over to the other side, they keep their personalities and they keep their prejudices, and they're no brighter than they were the day before. So
I can only
imagine. Now, you have done this your entire lifetime. It's not like you developed this later in life. Mm-hmm. I assume you can't remember a time when you didn't see ghosts.
No, you're right. I, as a matter of fact, you know, I thought everybody could see them. I was so shocked when I found out that nobody else could.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, because I'm the oldest of four children, I just assumed, which we know you shouldn't do that, but I assumed that because I was the oldest, that I was the one that was supposed to do it, that the younger ones didn't have to. But then I found out, heck, nobody else can do it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So.
Yeah, and I would also assume that while there are ghosts around you at all times, you don't have to pay them any mind. Just like when we're walking down the street, we don't necessarily notice who else is on the street and so forth. So assuming that you don't pay any attention to them, they don't know it, you've kind of got to tell them, hey, I see you, I assume.
Yeah, if I want to get somebody's attention, I will actually wink at them.
Ooh.
And then it's so crazy because they'll look at me, they'll see me wink, and then they turn around to see who's standing behind them.
Right, right.
I must be winking at somebody behind them, not them.
Right.
And then when they, and I go, no, you, and then they point to their chest. Me? You can see me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, knock it off. So,
yeah.
Because I only make contact with the ones that I think that are causing problems in public places. Otherwise, it's none of my business.
Well, right, right. As I say, just like the rest of us, don't go up to strangers on the street and strike up a conversation. It's
exactly.
So I don't assume it's much different from that. But, of course, you also have the ability, and this is the amazing thing to me, to be able to see the ghost over the phone, assuming the ghost is next to the caller.
No, but the call has to be from the house that
right.
the ghost, they think, the or work, wherever they think the ghost is at.
Right.
That's where the call has to be from. No, as a matter of fact, with the Zoom that I do now, a lot of times people, I'm going to be on Zoom in 2 weeks. Should I not wear my Quinseed? Should I not smudge? Will you not be able to tell if I do that? No, I can still tell. Keep on doing it.
It's just fascinating to me that you not only can see the ghost, but you can see what the ghost sees. As I always half joke, before anybody calls, they should clean up their house first, just in case they do have something there. You'll see it. So is the deal where you see it through their eyes, the ghost's eyes?
You know, I used to think that's what it was. I learned something new all the time. But I used to think that's what it was before Zoom. Because how else could I do it? I mean, that seems logical to me.
Yeah.
But then with Zoom, here the person is on Zoom sitting at their kitchen table. I can see the whole kitchen. But I can see them upstairs in the pink bedroom.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm not seeing through their eyes. I'm just aware of where they are in four walls.
That's so fascinating. Well, I... I've admonished everybody, don't call in the last 10 minutes of the show, so we got full lines, so we'll, not surprised, we'll kick it over with Katie, a first-time caller in Glen Ellyn. Katie, welcome to WGN Radio. Wait a minute, I can't welcome you until I officially do this, or I'll screw it up. All right, so now, Katie, we will hopefully not disconnect Marianne and try this. So, Katie, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Raleigh.
Yeah. Now, Marianne, are you still there?
Uh-oh.
Yes, exactly. Hang on a minute. I knew I was going to screw this up. Don't go away. So, all right. It should be simple. The instructions say it's simple. All right. So we're gonna put Katie on hold. And, you know, maybe it's ghosts. I'll have to ask Marianne about that. Is it ghosts? And first, we'll have to go back to Marianne and get her here and see for sure. Now, Marianne, are you still with us? No, I hung up on her entirely. That's what I did. All right, so I'm not sure, but Katie, don't go away. I will figure this out in mere moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I don't want to play any bumpers because I don't want to hog any more time with Marianne, who I think we're back. Now, Marianne, are you there?
I am, oh. And it's not even the Mercury retrograde for about 3 weeks yet.
I know. We'll call it the shadow of the retrograde, but actually, no, I am simply an idiot. So we'll try Katie, a first-time caller. Now, Katie, are you there?
I am.
Amazing. All right, well, good. So is Marianne, and so now we want to know, Marianne, does Katie have any ghosts?
Right. What's your question, Katie?
Well, I'm wondering if I have any ghosts, and do they have any messages for me?
Okay, are you at home right now?
I am.
Okay, and do you have a cedar chest or a blanket box?
Yes.
What room is that in?
It's in a spare bedroom.
And is that the room that has the other boxes in it also?
It is.
That's where there's a lady ghost standing in that room.
Ooh, do we know anything about her?
Well, I know her.
Well, I don't know if you know her, because as you probably know, I cannot talk to them on this mm-hmm. medium. But she's not very old. She's only about 50. Mm. She's sort of cute, dark hair. If I had to guess size-wise, I'd say a size 10 or 12. And the way she's dressed, though, I'd say she probably died in somewhere around the middle 70s. So I think she's been dead for a while. Have you noticed anything? Have you caught anything out of the corner of your eye?
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay, and everybody in the house is feeling okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that tells me that she must be pretty generic. She doesn't seem to be causing any problems. Let me ask you this. How many people live in the house?
Just me.
Okay, so you would know then. If it's not bothering you, then don't worry about it. Or you could smudge, or you could get your minister or priest to come in and bless the house. That always works, too.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything, so I guess it's okay.
I think it's fine. Yeah, you've just got a roommate there.
Right.
With any luck, she'll learn to do the dishes.
Right, that would help.
Right?
Pay the mortgage. That,
yeah, absolutely, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, you betcha.
Believe me, I would take him home with me if I could get him to do that.
Really? Yeah. All right, Katie, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so our first up, we get a ghost. Well, that's pretty darn good. All right, so let's see what we get when we check out Barry in New Hampshire. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Raleigh. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, so what's your question?
Again, I want to see if there's any ghosts in the house.
Now, how many people are in your house?
Three.
Yeah, no, there's four. There's one that doesn't have a body. There's definitely, there's a man in the house.
Ooh.
And he's standing right outside. Do you have, is it a half bathroom and a full bathroom?
We have two full baths and a half bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he's standing in front of the half bathroom, not the full bathrooms. He's standing in outside the door right there, wherever that is. And
okay.
Again, he just seems nobody, with three people in the house, nobody's been aware of him?
Nope.
I'll be darned.
What's he wearing?
Well, he's wearing jeans and a flannel shirt, and he's wearing high tops, and his hair's a little shaggy, but you know what? That could be any time period. That's pretty generic. I can't really pin, I mean, yeah. Hair or clothes, I can't tell when, but he seems pretty comfortable in the house.
How old? How old does he look?
He, 65, 70.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you this. Do you still work?
No, I'm retired.
What type of work did you do?
I was a financial analyst.
No, no, that doesn't have anything to do with this guy. Okay. nothing. No, this guy. This guy worked with his hands. Do you have, do you do carpentry or anything on the side for relaxation?
No, I'm not handy at all.
So. Yeah, I'm
okay.
With you.
Yeah. It seems to me like he's just busy looking for something.
Hmm.
He just, again, he's not, and see, he's not by anybody. He's off by himself, so I don't know, curious.
Yeah, how old is the house?
It was built in 97.
Oh, so it's relatively new. All right.
Yeah, so this is somebody that, you know, I'm wondering, are you the first owner?
Yes.
Did they have trouble when this house was built? Did they have setbacks?
Have what?
Setbacks, any problems while it was being built?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because if this is something that he didn't want to happen, whoever was the builder might have had problems. But if you don't know, then, you know, I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, he's probably just fine. So you've got a household of four.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
It's good to know.
Well, good. Thanks, Barry. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
Wow. All right. Two for two on this, which is interesting because for people who don't listen every month when Marianne joins us, most of the time people aren't haunted. And
no, they just want to check and make sure if they are or not. You know, but like I said, this is with the two new moons this month. Saturday's a solar eclipse. This is ghost on steroids this month. I'm not kidding you. They're busy.
Yeah, I'll bet that's true. And we're going to talk about those two full moons because, of course, that means two new moons too, I assume. Although maybe not.
No, because the two new moons on this side of the United States, the east side, we had two, the 1st and the 30th,
okay.
Where on the middle of the United States toward the east coast, you guys didn't have to because of the time difference.
Right, right.
Now, we do get to, sometimes there are full moons in two in a month. They call the second one a blue moon.
Right, exactly. And they write songs
yeah.
about it. All right, so.
They sure do.
we will pick it up right there. Marianne Winkowski, and that's MarianneWinkowski, just like it sounds, .com. Or if you're online, go to Raleigh.net, and there are links right there on the homepage, and you will get a load of information. But should you right now be wondering, am I haunted? This is the woman who can tell you. Coming up on WGN Radio. since we were talking about blue moons anyway. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and Marian Minkowski is joining me, and that's my favorite version of Blue Moon. That's the Bitones, whoever they were. That was on the Shamal label. That was Shamal number one. There never was a Shamal number two, and that was 1962. So it's about as mysterious as the Blue Moon. And Marian Minkowski, and I keep saying MarianMinkowski.com, which is a great resource. However, you've got stuff all over YouTube. You've got your own channel. What else is going on?
Oh, that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been doing too many houses. Okay. You know, I think people are sort of leery. Some of them are still to go out or have anybody in, which you can't blame them.
Yeah.
So, but I'm busy enough with the YouTube and that kind of thing. So that's keeping me out of trouble.
Absolutely, and the archives are there too. So if you go to YouTube and just look for Marianne Winkowski, you'll be busy for hours. And Chris is a first time caller in Chicago. So Chris, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for letting me call.
Sure.
I would love to know if my parents have been coming through the house or anyone else. My husband and my son seem to feel like somebody has been going through the basement.
Ooh.
There's a man about 30 years old that has been coming in and out. The energy is still pretty strong. Today's Thursday. I bet he was still there yesterday, but he's not staying in the house. As far as relatives go, I don't see or pick up on anybody that's crossed over. You would know that better than me. If you dream of anybody that has died and they're in a dream and they look good and they're smiling and they seem happy, they are where they're supposed to be. They are not stuck, which is a really good thing. But this one that I'm picking up on, he has not crossed over. He definitely is earthbound. Not where. What type of work do the people that live in this house, what do they do?
Well, my husband's retired. My son works for FedEx.
Ah.
So he's in and around houses a lot. Or is he in the warehouse?
No, houses, deliveries.
Okay.
Well, I'll bet he's got...
This has been actually going on with where they have... felt it in the basement. Been going on for about at least 15 years.
Wow. Oh, golly.
Yeah, it's been an on and off thing.
I don't know what happened 10 or 15 years ago. All I can tell you was going on right now. And like I said, this guy, you know, he's younger. I wonder if this is somebody that's following your son around. How has he been with headaches or unexplained lower intestinal problems?
As far as I know, okay.
Good.
That he would, well.
You don't know, but guys don't like to talk about that stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. I
my
don't
son's
know.
26,
if he's not feeling good, or if he's having any of those kind of issues, I think I would try smudging the house. I think that, I don't know if you've had electronic problems or plumbing problems, but I think that he could, you know, if he's in people's houses, I just think this guy's probably causing a little bit of problems.
My dishwasher did go out 2 days ago.
Oh, there you go. Well, I will tell you this, and I'll use the dishwasher as a really good example. I'm glad you brought it up. If a ghost is messing with the dishwasher, if it's a ghost, they usually mess with it so bad that it floods your kitchen. So if didn't flood the kitchen, then it's probably just something that, you know, went wrong with the dishwasher.
Well, that's good news. So if it wasn't a disaster, it probably wasn't a ghost.
That's right. That's exactly. Things break. Ghost isn't going
to
be everything's problem. But like I said, when the ghost messes with a dishwasher, they like to go all the way.
He could have been going in and out for years now.
It sure sounds like he
could have, or he could have been, you know, how old is your son?
26.
Well, see, he wouldn't have been hanging out with your son that long ago. Your son would have been too young.
Right. But my son swears there's been something in and out of the basement, making noises, knocking on his door.
Probably is.
And that's where he sleeps downstairs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is somebody that your son, he's getting enough energy from your son for some reason. And I think your son is the vocal point. I don't know who was there, you know, in the past, but this is what's going on now. I definitely would smudge or have the house blessed. I would seriously think about that. Of course, I have to admit, Chicago isn't that far away.
So. Right.
True. We're about 40 minutes out. That's it.
Yeah, you could always call Marianne. So,
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to MarianneWinkowski.com. But otherwise, I would say if it's just, hey, we know something's here and nothing's going on, well, so be it. But if people are starting to get really tired or really sick, you know, with kind of maladies that are nonspecific, then yeah, I'm with smudging.
And the instructions and how to do it are all on my website. It's really not that hard to do.
All right, Chris.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you very much.
Keep me posted. Call me and let me know what happens. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. So, this is the most active night we have ever had. I firmly believe that.
Yeah,
let's see what Mick, he is in Lake Zurich, first-time caller. Mick, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, so your question.
What's your question, Nick?
I was just curious to see if there would be any ghosts in my house. I've done, stuff with mediums, and there's actually kind of like a medium church in Chicago. And I've been there, and they've brought up, you know, relatives and friends I'd never talked to anyone about it or anything. They just knew who they were and what they were doing and what they wanted to say to me.
Right, but they would have crossed over.
I'm all in on, you know, the
ghosts. Those would have been ones that are where they're supposed to be. Right.
Ghost Whisperer.
All right. Yes, indeed. That's absolutely true. So as far as people who haven't crossed over but aren't among the living, does Mick have anybody?
No, you've got, you're for some reason, you are really stressed out. But that's not from a ghost. That's just you're stressed out about something and, you know, we don't need to know that. But I definitely think that the energy in your house is really good. I'm thinking that you probably have a lot of your relatives visiting on a fairly regular basis. So I think you're okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yo, good, good. Well,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Mick. Call us again. Appreciate it. All right.
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
I am.
Hey, I just have a quick question. You had a lady on talking about the Dick Biondi movie that they're making.
Quite a while ago, and I have not heard any update on when that is coming out. I know she was working hard on it. That's been a few years now, but I have not heard anything else on it.
Yeah, my niece called you when you were... I used to work at a Armin's restaurant in Chicago, and Dick Biondi was, a regular customer.
Sure.
He'd come in twice a week.
Sure. No, if I hear anything about that, you can bet I'll be talking about it on the air, but I haven't heard any updates. I'll look, though.
Okay, yeah, I'm very interested. It sounds like it's going to be a cool thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I know that they were having money issues.
Exactly.
But, hopefully they get it done.
I hope so. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right.
All
so,
right. Thank you guys very much.
Well, and you too. Appreciate the call. Okay, so before we get to Cindy and to Cece and to Murfreesboro, Steve, it is coming up in moments darn near the new moon, April 30th. So let's talk about the law of abundance.
Okay. You just have to look at your calendar. And on the eastern coast, the new moon is going to peak at 4:28 p.m. So that means on Saturday, a minute into the 30th, from that point until 4:28 p.m., you write out a check, and the check doesn't have a date on it because you don't want to limit the time you get the abundance. You put who it goes to is your full name. Do not put an amount in because you don't want to limit the amount of what you could receive. Write it to yourself, no amount. On the next line where you would normally write out the amount, write paid in full. And where you would normally sign your name, write law of abundance. Do that every new moon, and it's universal law. There is abundance out there, but you've got to ask for it.
Yeah.
And by writing this check out to yourself, that's exactly what you're doing. It takes 30 seconds. It's amazing how much it can do and how it works. And the only downside that I see about it, because after doing this now for almost 65 years, I have got shoeboxes full of these little checks that are made out.
Yes.
Because you have to save them. And it was really cool when you could write a check out. When you needed new checks, they'd come in that cute little box that they fit in. Well, they don't give you that box anymore, so you have to go to shoeboxes. But it really does work.
Now, the neat thing about it is on your website, MaryAnnWinkowski.com, you not only have all those information and all those points of how to do it, but you can also download your own fake check template. So there's absolutely no excuse here.
Really, there is not. And, you know, you can actually even use a check out of your checkbook because hardly anybody uses checkbooks anymore. And, you know, fill it out. But the only thing you want to be careful not to do with that is when you record it, don't write void. You voided
right
out the whole thing otherwise.
You know, that's a really good point. Yes, absolutely. So the other thing is that this, to be most effective, needs to be done before the minute of the full moon. Because, you know, some places I read, oh, it's after.
It's a new moon, not a full moon.
But
right
before the new moon, not after. And so that takes a little remembering, but I assume anywhere on the 30th prior to the coming of the new moon, you're good to go.
Would work.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And like I said, people have won the lottery on this. A person got a kidney on this.
Wow.
You can't believe the trips that people have won on this. So it's worth it.
Oh, sure. It doesn't take any time. It doesn't cost any money. So I will not give out the phone number because it's going to happen again. I will stop hogging Marianne. I will pay the bills here, and then we'll hopefully get back to Cindy, Cece, and Debbie. Oh, I hope so. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm not going to do a bumper because I've only got about a minute and a half left. And Marianne Winkowski, as usual, they are absolutely lined up. Every line lit to talk to you. And John said, well, Debbie in Arlington Heights has quite the story. So, Debbie, the floor is yours.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Marianne. I wanted to tell you, I have followed you for quite a while. I've always have been kind of touchy and feely on the ghost thing.
I got a minute left, so get to the point.
Back when I was 8 years old, I had three black entities at the end of my bed, which I didn't even know about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
a lot of kids see things like that when they're younger.
Yeah.
Almost every adult has a story that they recognize or something happened when they were a kid.
Yeah. All right, so
yeah,
Debbie.
Very, very scary. I'm 58 years old now, And I recently had just kind of had bad.
Okay, I'm completely running out of time. I hate to do this to you, Debbie. Let me just ask, since we're going to run out. Does Debbie have anybody around her right now?
Not right now.
Good. All right. Hate to cut you off, Debbie, but the end of the hour. And apologies to Cindy and to Cece and to Murfreesboro Steve, but we'll do it again next month. And in the meantime, go to YouTube, go to the web, MarianneWinkowski.com. And Marianne, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Have a great evening.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. So, my big apologies. I've got 2 more hours, and if you want to talk to me, well, that's just great, but I don't see ghosts. But we got 2 hours to spend together right here on WGN Radio.